For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Liza Mundy about the women of the CIA, the sisterhood. The CIA was created out of the OSS. That's why I use pictures from the OSS memorial at the CIA building in Langley and also the Spy Museum. That was an idea of William J. Donovan, a decorated soldier from the First War. FDR knew him from law firms in New York. In the OSS, the original plan was for Donovan to be the liaise with British Secret Service. This is before the war, when FDR had to work to offset the America First effort by Lindbergh and other prominent Americans to stay out of the European war, making the excellent argument that we got involved to end all wars, and we clearly didn't. And after we left Europe with 50,000 dead in 1919, the European colonial powers went back to bickering and grabbing at each other, and the Japanese took over part of China and gobbled up the islands they got from Germany and have built fortifications and are threatening us. So why did we go to war in 1917? We don't want to go to war again. FDR had no good argument to overcome this. And so he worked with Churchill and the British Secret Service, who fed, what you'd have to say, creative information into the American media. This is 1940-41, before Pearl Harbor. That was the OSS. It became the CIA after the close of the Second War. I have photographs also of the memorial at Langley headquarters of the officers who died. Liza Mundy tells the story of officers who lived. These are the women who were treated shabbily by the men for many, many decades. The recruiting was all out of the Ivy League. For some reason, that was understood as a better patriotic source of skullduggery and spying and deception and intrigue and cutthroatism, which became the CIA in the Cold War. The episode that I like more than any other is a young woman named Heidi August, who's assigned to Libya as an assistant, a clerk. But on the day of the Libyan coup, this is Gaddafi. She's the only one in town looking out her window with a friend of hers who'd come to visit. And she saw there was all this activity and there was a coup underway. So she called up her boss and said, "What'll I do? I'm the only one here. Get there and start destroying papers." So that's what she did. That's how she became an officer. And later on, she had the position of being the first one to come up with ways to counter terrorism, the airplane takeovers of the 1970s and 80s. Heidi August. I also speak to Stephen Moss about 10 Birds That Changed the World. The sad story is of the sea bird droppings called guano in Peru, the islands of Peru off the coast where it rarely rains. It's very dry, so the guano isn't washed back into the sea. And a discovery by an Englishman, William Gibbs, that filled with phosphate and nitrates, terrific fertilizer. And so he set up a harvesting mechanism that sent the guano to Britain, where he sold it and made himself the richest man outside of royalty in Britain. The labor, however, I learned from Stephen Moss, came from China. Young men who thought they were heading to California for their fortunes became indentured servitude and lived in those islands until they died. Some went home. I don't have any stories about their fate other than it was a was a cruel end. And William Gibbs, his home is in Devon. Apparently it's a museum piece, artifact piece of exaggerated spending in the 19th century. 10 birds that reached the world. The happy story is of the homing pigeon. World War II in Normandy. He couldn't use the radio to say we've landed because it's supposed to be secret. They didn't want the Germans to think that this was the landing. It was just a diversion. So what did they do? They used homing pigeons. And as Stephen Moss says quite entertainingly, they didn't worry about security. Homing pigeons cannot be turned. Stephen Moss, Liza Mundy. Tomorrow, the Iliad. Thanks for listening.